praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. Just bow our heads, we open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly so thankful for another opportunity. Lord and Father, with the promises that you give us, that you would be with us where two or three are gathered. Lord, you never leave us nor forsake us. Oh God. Lord, it makes an anticipation in our hearts just well within us, Father. Lord, thinking of what you're going to do for us, and how you're going to meet us and bless us and feed us. And Lord, it's a wonderful time to be alive. We love you so much. I ask that you would bless now. May you have your way in every phase of the service. In your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Turn to our Only Believe books, our big books there on 105. Amen. Praise his name. Oh, that man of Galilee. You love him? Amen. In a manger long ago, I know it's really so. A babe was born to save men from their sin. John saw him on the shore, the Lamb forevermore. Oh, Christ the crucified of Calvary. Amen. Love him. Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. For he's done so very much for me. Oh, he's forgiven all my sin, placed the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. The publican went to pray in the temple there one day. He cried, oh Lord, be merciful to me. He was forgiven of every sin, and a deep peace raised within. He said, come see this man from Galilee. Amen. Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. Oh, he's done so very much for me. Oh, he's forgiven all my sins. The blind was made to see, or know it will only be the mercy of that man from Galilee. Amen. Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. For he's done so very much for me. Oh, he's forgiven all my sins. Praise the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. forgiven of every sin, and a deep peace came within. Then she cried, come see that man.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. For he's done so very much for me. Oh, he's forgiven all my sin, placed the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love him.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Sing it again. Do you love him?
Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. For he's done so very much for me. Oh, he's forgiven all my sin, placed the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee.
Amen. All saints, do you really, really love him? Oh, what he's done for us. Hallelujah. Amen. I love him so much. Page 232. Amen. Heaven came down. Glory filled my soul. Amen.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Oh, shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling. He made all the darkness depart.
Amen.
Oh, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. At the cross, the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down.
Amen. What a day. Hallelujah.
Oh, born of the Spirit, life from above, into God's family divine. Justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine.
Amen.
And the transaction so quickly was made, when at the sinner I came.
Amen.
Took up the offer of grace he did proffer. He saved me, oh, praises.
Amen.
Oh, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Oh, and at the cross the Savior made me whole. The sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Oh, now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, when at the cross I believe. Oh, riches eternal and blessings eternal from his precious hand I receive.
Amen.
Oh, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. At the cross, the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned.
what a wonderful day, Saint. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. Page 8. Amen. Same book, sir. Oh, I want to see him. Yes. Amen. Do you really want to see him? Yes. Oh, it's getting close, saints. Lord. Just feel it. Hallelujah.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to that crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Within service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to him, he will give me life. Saints and snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads wherever he's not. Amen. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, oh my life, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look, or mountain high, and my soul, my Savior there, leading in the fire. With a tender hand I stretch toward the valley low, guiding me, oh, I can see. Amen. Hallelujah. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's all past, oh, my life, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my heart, he does safely keep. And he leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's all past, all that lies. Amen. Sing it. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, all that lies. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Amen. A little song just come on my heart. Just thought about 2:14. That little verse, the windows of heaven are open. Amen. Oh, saints, he wants to bless us. Amen. It's the riches of heaven laying there for us. Amen. Hallelujah.
The windows of heaven are open.
Amen.
The blessings are falling tonight. Oh, the joy, joy, joy in my heart for Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I gave him my old tattered garment, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy tonight.
You're so precious. So wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh. Have you traded in your tattered garments, saints? Oh, hallelujah. If you haven't, amen. Make the trade tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I love him. Amen. Would you mind singing one more time? I love him so much.
The windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Oh, there's joy.
May be seated if you like. Praise his name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Amen. That's the blessing.
Lord, we're so thankful for what you've done for us. The desire you put in our heart to serve you and live for you, Lord God.
Yes.
Bless this service and bless this offering for that for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
In other words, that why shouldn't I praise the Lord? Amen.
Why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living word is flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this blessing found me. Praise the Lord for all.
Amen. Praise his holy name.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see. Found me. Then I rose up to praise him.
Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. For his blessings, for his revelation he gives us. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he's wonderful. Praise his name. How many have something on your heart? A need, request? Amen. Just, yes. Amen. God can comfort. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we're grateful and thankful again for the opportunity we have together here this evening, Lord. And by God, to sing these songs of praise and worship to you, unto you, Lord. And by God, to gather here that we might have fellowship now in the Spirit with one another, Lord, to strengthen and encourage each other, Lord. And we pray tonight, Lord, for the special request was asked here for the one that had the need, Lord. And by God, we just pray that you reach down now and undertake there, Lord. Oh, and by God, they might know that the mighty hand of God is working there. Yes. Lord, to do that which is needful, Lord.
Yes.
We pray tonight for thy word to come forth, Lord. We pray that you've anointed messages of your Holy Spirit, Lord, and let him speak forth that, Lord, that you laid up on his heart, and we pray, Father,
yes,
tonight, that my God, if you just say a few words, Lord, it will stir somebody's heart, Lord, that you're close to walk with you, Lord, that my God, it'd be worth it all, Lord, that my God, we just pray that, Lord, in your Holy Spirit, come down upon us, Lord, and bless them, Lord, and bless us as we sit here and listen to your word, and we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone have a song on your heart, special? You got something? Young girls? Okay. That's the young girls if they come. Praise his name. All stand if you would. Amen. Sing a little chorus. Only believe. We ask our brother to come.
Yes.
Amen. Only believe. Only believe. All things are sing that little chorus, for he is Lord.
Yes.
Amen. For he is Lord. Yes, he is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he shall bow every tongue.
just love him. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad he's here. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we count it a great honor to be able to come tonight, Lord, and together in with saints of like precious faith around your precious word, and to feel your presence here with us, Lord, and to know that you're ever mindful of us. And Lord, once more we've come, Lord, to look into your precious word, Lord, and to have it help us in some way or another, Lord. Maybe it give us strength, Lord, or whatever you see fit, that it would portion for us, Lord, that we would take it gladly. But Lord, realizing that anything that will be said tonight, Lord, is only by your mercy and grace, if we can see it, Lord, and reach out and grab it, and know that you're mindful of me, Lord. Oh, and each one of us, Lord, it's got to be personal. That, Lord, I've been called to do thy will, oh God. Lord, we just ask your blessings upon your word now. And in the remainder of this service, we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Oh, he's so precious. Amen. While you're still standing, if you'd like to turn your Bibles over to 1 Peter, just a little exhortation for this evening. Amen. 1 Peter in the 5th chapter. Amen. Just a little exhortation, praying that it'll strengthen us and encourage us, cause us to hold strong to what we've got. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But here, 1 Peter, Peter speaking, the 5th chapter, and we'll begin there at the 6th verse. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. But be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called you into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, and establish you, strengthen and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless Remy's word, and you may be seated. You know, I was just thinking about the time in which we're living, and how we truly are in the last moments of time, and how we can truly see Satan in his great age of deception, as our pastor had brought a couple messages here not too long ago, showing us that, you know, the age in which we're living, and the sin, and how it's just, Satan has just turned this world upside down. But how we realize that he's not just going to be content trying to destroy this world, but he's after those little precious elect of Jesus Christ. And he's going to do all he can in this last age to destroy her, to get in and cause disruptions and try to shake her loose from what God has placed in her heart. But you know, we've got to be strong. And when you go back into the scriptures, and I pray as we just go back and read these things that Paul and Peter had to say, that we let it speak to our hearts tonight. This ain't the time to be weak or to let down. And you know, we often look back into the scriptures for examples, and how all the way back to the children of Israel, you know, God told them he would bring them out with a mighty hand, and he did. And he told them he had given them that land, that it was theirs. And he told them to go take it. But he never removed the obstacles that stood between them and that land. He just told them, you go, I've given it to you. But the obstacles were still there.
Yes,
every day, the mountains were bigger the next day than they were the day before.
Yes.
But, and Brother Brandon put it in these words here in the message he preached, testimony. He said, paragraph 14, this was preached December 3rd, 1953. He said, there's Palestine. I swore to Abraham 400 and something years ago that I was going to give it to him. And I said, it's yours. I give it to you and to his seed. He said, I give it to you. Now look, that's where I want you to see. Now, isn't it strange? It's yours, but it's just full of Hittites and Jebusites and Canaanites and all kinds of enemies in there. And they were walled up heavy. Now it's yours. Go take it. It's yours. I give it to you, but you go get it. And the people today, if you would only see when I tell you about divine healing, you'd say, well, Brother Branham, look, I was prayed for last night, and I can't move my hand anymore.
That don't have one thing to do with it, not a thing. It's yours. Go get it. Sure, God give it to you, the thing. Them Israelites, why, sure, God did not get up there and take his brush and sweep them all out and said, now come on in, here you are, sit down. Never did God do that. You show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. See, you've got to do it. You've got to fight for every inch of ground that you have. Every man here that's born again of the Spirit of God knows that you have to fight for every inch of ground. Toe the mark with Satan. It's right, friends. This is not a picnic. This is a battleground. Amen. And we never come here to eat cookies and so forth, but we're in a battle. Amen. And how, as we see that day approaching, we see it just crowding in on us, this great age of lukewarmness. And we see it all pressing down on us and all of these things. And how, as we see this taking place, but God has given us direct directions of to draw closer to him and to fortify ourselves with his precious word. And to make sure as we come in and gather under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and to have our pastor get up and bring the word. How, as we sit here and God speaks to our heart, we've got to make sure that we're toeing the mark and getting in there. Because it's not just a time to lay back and, oh, I've got this. This is a road of ease now. I'm a Christian. I've accepted this message and I'm just going to ride it on through. But each and every one of us have got to guard every day against every wile of the devil. As he's got it here. Let's turn over to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Amen. Because remember, Peter said, be sober. Even after he said, cast all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Think of it. But then he said, but be sober and be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So Peter, even though we're casting our cares upon him, he was still telling us to make sure, don't forget, to be vigilant, be sober, watch, amen. Stay sharp and ready. Amen. Here in Ephesians, the 6th chapter now. Amen. Ephesians 6, and start there at the 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And you know, we can read this scripture. We've seen it since children. You know, a lot of Sunday school lessons, they drew the armor up there and put the sword of faith, shield of faith. And we can think about it like that. But tonight, let it go a little deeper. As our brother was speaking Sunday about, it's going to take more faith in this age than it's taken in any other age. And how that we can see that when we stand praying, believe that you receive what you ask for and you shall have it. We see a mark up here that we've got to reach. There's higher ground that we've got to take. Amen. And we're in that battle to reach that height in Jesus Christ to where we can see every word fulfilled in our life and know without a doubt that it's God manifesting through us and performing those things that he said he would do through that little bride in this last age. Yes. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Mm-hmm. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, mm-hmm. and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Mm-hmm. Now we know we found that truth. But let's gird up our loins with it. Let's get a hold of it and hang on to it. Amen. And in the having done, in the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench not just some, but with that shield of faith we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Amen. And watching therefore unto all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. For there, for me that there may be utterance given unto me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador of bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And now we've come to a time to where, as our pastor was even mentioning Sunday, the sun is shining so much hotter. The grain is ripening. We're coming down to the final stages.
And you know, if you've ever noticed and looked back into history of this country or just into, even into the Bible, when a battle was, when they were making their last stand, maybe the opponents were going up against each other, but then they had one final stand that they were trying to grab a hold of. Mm-hmm. Satan knows he's been defeated. But he can see all the battles that's already been won, but he's still trying that one last stand. Amen. And that's when you must be more sober. Don't celebrate too early, but keep pressing that battle till the victory is in your hand. Amen. And that's what we must do, is not let down. God is a faithful and ever a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is there to back up every promise that he's made. Amen. But we've got to stand with a firm grip on the truth and hold it ever dear, with all prayer and supplication and prayer before God, and hold that testimony and watch Jesus Christ vindicate his word and his truth back to us. Mm-hmm. Amen. There's many obstacles that face us daily. Each one of us sitting here, we've got many things that each one of us will face. A different circumstance, a different situation may arise, but he is the master of them all. Amen. And he knows exactly tomorrow if your foot shall dash its toe against a stone. He knows. Mm-hmm. He knows all about what we're facing. But we must be strong and take his word at what he said and make sure we're marching to his orders exactly what he said. But as we see this day approaching and we see this time upon us, how we must cry out for that revelation, how much greater that taking that shield of faith. Without that shield of faith out there, we're not going to stop those darts. Amen. And it's going to take us down. It'll take us out. But if we'll hold it dear to our hearts and hold it close, it will protect us. Amen. Let's turn over here to 1 Peter, the third chapter, or first chapter rather, I think it is. Yeah, 1 Peter, the first chapter there. And we'll just start there at the third verse. Very familiar. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which hath, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in this last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto his praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and him though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Yeah. Now he's telling us, oh, we're kept by the power of God. Mm-hmm. And, but then he tells us, but don't think it strange, these fiery trials that'll try you. Yeah. As they come up, these things that are going to happen. But as we see that day approaching and you can see God moving in our life, what a great assurance it brings. Yes. When you begin to see what God is doing for you, through you, amen, and bringing to pass his word in your life. And as the obstacles arise and you see God manifest through you and overcome that first little, maybe it was just a little obstacle, and it falls out of the way, but oh, there's such a joy in your heart. And oh my, we've got it now, we're rolling along, and then there comes the next bigger obstacle. And it stands in the way, but each obstacle as it comes up before us, and it may seem harder each time as we get closer to home, the road, it's going to seem more maybe tougher, so to speak. Satan's going to give it all he can. He's going to jump in there with whatever. But God is more than able to bring us through everything that he's placed there. But oh my, don't ask the Lord to remove our trials. These things only come to make us strong. They bring about the character. It brings about, it shows forth his sufferings. He learned suffering through the things that he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. And it builds character as we suffer these things. It makes us strong warriors, not easily moved. Yes. And we'll stand there. You know, you take a young soldier, put him out there in the battlefield and let a big old something show up, you know, whatever it might be, a large force, and all, he might just turn around and run. But you let a veteran soldier get out there, and there's just something about it. He's seen it. He knows that's just, it's in him, that he's there to do a job, and he's going to see it through. Yes. And he'll hold his place. And you know, if you look back at David when he went down to face Goliath, he wasn't a trained soldier. He wasn't like all those other men at that day, but he had something they didn't have. He had a genuine faith in his God. And that's where, if you can have that faith, if we can find that revelation in this precious word that shows me, I know for a fact I was in the thoughts of God. Amen. It's been revealed to me that I came from God and I'm going back to God. It's been revealed to me that I was sent here to be the little bride, to be a prisoner and to see his life manifested through my life. Amen. That'll hold through everything. It don't matter how big that obstacle gets or what jumps up in the way. There's nothing too big to overtake you. Oh, you might be beaten down and trodden a little bit, maybe wore down, but it'll never overtake you. God will see you through. And you'll come out the other side more victorious, with a greater faith and a greater assurance. Amen. If it's standing where he wants you to stand. Amen. Let's see here. Okay. This is in the message, Calling Jesus on the Scene, preached August the 4th, 1963. And Brother Branham was talking more about healing here, but apply it to whatever. Healing is just another giant. Sickness, well, cancer, it's just another obstacle that's in the way. But it was placed in that way. If it's in your way, it was put there that God would receive the glory from the victory that has taken whatever gets in the way. Amen. He says here, paragraph 81, when he was talking about the disciples, he says that's the way those disciples discussing what they had seen. They was in that little boat just to set the stage. As we all know, they were crossing the sea. And they were out there just having a good time, talking about all that had been going on and all they'd been seeing and all the mighty things that had been happening. Such a joyous time. Amen. He said, that's Satan. He won't let you rest upon it very long. When you go to talk about the Lord Jesus and about his works, he's going to be right there to interrupt that. Then trouble arose. All of a sudden, that ship began to rock. And the sails blew off, the oars broke, the water filled up the boat. Trouble at hand, see, it happened suddenly. All hopes of survival was gone. Though they had seen him do many great things, when trouble strikes, they forget all about it. And now I want to ask you something, as a brother. Isn't that about the attitude of the people today? We'll come to church here, shout and praise God when our brothers and so forth speak the word and we hear the promises. And we just praise God for what he's done. Listen at the testimony of the one saying, I once was blind and my eyes were blind, but now I see. And the doctor had given me up with cancer, and in 2 weeks or 2 days or some, there wasn't one speck of cancer. There's been a long time ago. They can't find it no more yet. I laid bound up in a wheelchair, paralyzed, and I walk as good as anybody else. We hear those testimonies. We've all heard them. But he says, we hear those testimonies, but just like that, let it strike our little house one time. And then we forget all about the glory that we've been enjoying and all those great things. Oh, it's us now, see. Those things happen for a purpose. They happen to try you. And that trouble that we can't remedy seems like the doctors can't remedy. There is nothing can remedy. And he says, they tried to pull in their sails and it blew away. They tried their oars and they broke. They run to the middle of the ship and it filled up, see. Satan was determined to take them, and he thought he had Jesus asleep away from them, and then he could slip in on them. And that's the way it is today. When Satan gets a chance, here he comes, and you go to the doctor, and he says there's nothing he can do. It's advanced, too. We haven't got nothing for nervous breakdown. We ain't got nothing for mental troubles. We can do nothing for arthritis. We can do nothing for that. We can give you cortisone that'll kill you, so we haven't got nothing for it. Leukemia, nothing we can do about it, see? And then you get all trouble. But look back, hasn't he healed leukemia? Hasn't he healed cancer? Hasn't he done everything right? Hasn't he kept his word? See, when we get trouble, when it strikes our little ship, that little bark that we're sailing in is frail anyhow, and it gets filled with troubles. But notice the trouble that they could not remedy, then fear sets in. And as our brother was talking about how, as he was ministering, and he was saying how things in life, it takes us, it flusters us. We get all worried and we can't control the situation. I've lost control of it. It's out of my hands. There's nothing I can do for it. And how it's so easy. I remember being real bad that way when I was younger. Oh, I had to do it myself. I could just had to fix this. I had to fix that. I had to get it. But that's what God has brought us through, all of the things he's brought us through for, to show us he's the one that's leading. Amen. He's the one that's fighting this battle. Amen. And he is the conqueror of all things. By him all things were made, and by him all things consist. And that's the leader that I am following. That's the general that's taught me how to fight the battle that I'm in. And he's still got more and more here to always make sure that I'm well fortified and well trained for any battle that'll come my way. But he says we got fears and we fear all around everywhere. And we say we could do about that. But if we could only remember that he is in the ship.
Amen.
Yes, he is in the ship. And how we need to make sure we don't forget. He's in the ship here every day. He's in this ship. He's in your ship. And he is in control of everything that comes our way. But we must let him lead us and guide us. And take it to him in prayer. And say, Lord, you guide my footsteps. You guide my lips. You guide my hands, Lord. And show me how to stand and where to walk. And how to do each and everything. And stay in the presence of that precious Holy Spirit. Keep that little dove flying around us all the time. Make sure that the atmosphere that's created, he's welcome in. Make sure that he knows that we're there for him as we want him to be part of our life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Here in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, I believe. But as those things are going to get tougher, saints, we're going to have to be well fortified. We can't be weak Christians. We can't be Christians that, well, I'm glad he done that for brother so-and-so, and I'm sure glad he's done that for sister so-and-so, but I've got to know he'll do the same for me.
Amen.
I've got to see it in my own life to be able to stand there with confidence and know that he's there leading. Amen. So I got the 2 Corinthians. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, in the, I'm sorry, the 10th chapter, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to the 12th verse. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Yes. And if you ever just stop and think, we all know what imagination is. And how it works in this human body. Mm-hmm. And how that's the first thing that gets us into trouble.
Yes,
that's the first spot of this human body when something goes wrong or whatever. That's where it just jumps out and grabs us is right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, that's where the fear begins to breed. And then everything else just falls in and just keeps tumbling. And then it's a rolling downhill. And you can't hardly get it under control.
Yeah.
But look at how Paul put that. But casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Anything that's contrary to what God said, get rid of it. Cast it down. Don't even consider it. Abraham considered not his own body now dead. He didn't look at it. He didn't look at the circumstances. He cast it down because it was contrary to what God had said. And that's how we've got to look at every situation. What did God tell me to do? He said to apply that token to my home. He said to apply it to my life. He said to apply it to our children. Apply it to every situation and step back and watch God do his work in our hearts and in our lives and watch it come out to his glory. But he says, it's against the knowledge of God and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters say they are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak. In his speech, contemptible. Let such a one think this, that such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. And we can sit here tonight, and as we come in here, we can say, I'm a good soldier. I'm a great soldier. I've got these. I can whip any battle Satan's got. I've got this under control. I done and know everything. I'm ready to go. But don't measure yourself by yourself.
Amen.
But take this rule, and let's measure up by that. And let's see where our faith measures up. Let's see where how that strong hand wielding that sword, make sure that the muscles are built up in it to hold it. Let's make sure that we're standing there, that breastplate is buckled on correctly with the righteousness to make sure that it's there. How we should, we want to make sure that we're just not taking for granted, I got this, and just haphazardly. But we want to look closely, soberly at what God is trying to show us, that when we go out to face these next few days that we're here on this earth, that we can walk with a confidence knowing that we're living exactly and leading, following His leading exactly the way He wants us to be. That the battles and the victories would be won for His glory and His honor.
Amen.
But oh my, that's why we come in here to hear this precious word. Yes. In the light of His presence. Oh, you know, sometimes it's amazing how we can sit there and we think we're so good. But we come in and, you know, under that great light as He shines it down in our hearts and He's bringing the word. And it might maybe be a little something we might think. But how God just has a way of pricking our heart. And then that thing looks so big. And it looks so dark. And how there's just something in there. I need to clean that out. It's got to go away. God knows more about us. He knows where our weaknesses lie. And that's why the word comes when it does. And oh my, how we should take heed to it. You know, oftentimes people get discouraged. Sometimes they look around and maybe they see someone doing something that's contrary to the word. And they might get their eyes over on that and kind of focus more on that. Well, that never gets preached about. I don't never hear the word condemning that thing, and I know they shouldn't be doing that. But don't keep your eyes on that, because if the word is coming down your alley and it's stepping on your toes and it's cleaning out your dark corners, God's working on you. And that means more to me than anything. God placed men in the church to bring the word, and sometimes it comes hot and it comes hard, and sometimes it takes that rod of correction to bring it. But by God's grace, if it's coming down your way, God must care enough to make sure that you are fortified if it's knocking on your heart's door. Amen. God don't never bring anything without a purpose or without a reason. And He has a way, a special way. Sometimes the human mind automatically, it's just like in my job. You know, it's the great, wonderful time of tax season and people having to pay their tax bills, and that's their money and it's important to them. And their bill goes up and they got to come pay more money. I'm not the reason they're paying more money, but I'm the person standing there that they see, and then it's my fault. I'm the person that took their money. I'm the person that's making their life miserable. I didn't have nothing to do with it when it comes to the piece of what they actually have to pay. But they don't see that. And that's the way it is with God's ministry. It's just as the mailman or anybody. Amen. He comes with what God lays on his heart, and he doesn't know where that may fall. He don't know exactly where it's going to strike. But when it's delivered, that little seed that's laying down on the inside that was the predestinated receiver for it, it's going to find the place it was meant to be. And when it does, it may hurt and it may cut hard. But if you will yield to the beating and the sculpting of the gold, it'll bring forth the purities out of it. It'll be pure without any mar in it. It'll be shining forth for God's glory.
Amen.
But oh my, it's getting us ready for something.
Yes,
the time is coming. We've got to be able to stand. Amen. And to stand with firmness and with boldness and shine forth for Jesus Christ of what's living in it through what He's done for us. Amen. And what He said He would do. Amen. Let's turn here real quick to, let me see. I think it's 1 Thessalonians, I believe. No, let me. Let's go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter, real quick. Amen. Yeah, Hebrews 10. And 22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, and not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more as you see that day approaching.
Amen.
And you know, I was thinking about that. We don't want to forsake our assembling of ourselves together. But are we exhorting one another when we're not here? You know, if I get a chance to see a brother, am I got something to say that can strengthen him? Maybe he's going through a rough time. Maybe I don't know nothing about it. But, you know, do we get so caught up in our day-to-day activities that we forget that my brother might need an encouraging word, my sister might need an encouraging word? And Lord, you know, as housewives, we're home. Are we praying for each other and our families? As us husbands are out working, are we praying for one another? Are we upholding each other in prayer? You know, if you read that little letter, the word to the church that we have hanging in the vestibule where Brother Branham was telling us, all the things that would try to enter in, the things that would try to happen, but all are we clinging that much closer together and to draw strength, where? From the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. That's why we come in here and gather. We come in here and God knows how to pour the rain on us. He knows how to pour the heat on. He knows everything we need, and that's why he places us here together. As each and every one of us come and gather around the word, may we draw strength from one another. But may we take true heed to what God is trying to show us, because he's trying to fortify us and get us to a place to where we can be those soldiers that we can stand. And Satan won't have nothing to do with us. Then Brother Branham said one of these days he'll get to the place he'll say, I can't do nothing with them. Take them off my hands. And amen, but that's going to take God. And us being in that word every day, making sure that we're accepting it and placing it and measuring up by it and making sure that there's no shortness, that everything is lined up 100% with what God wants in our hearts and in our lives. But oh, may we truly let God have his way. May we lay before him and lay in the presence of that Son and open up our hearts. As I first read the script, humble yourself in the sight of God. If I see that the word comes and it shows me I'm short, and I see that I need it, don't let push it off and but just open up your heart and say, Lord, show me. Reveal that to me, Lord, that would be gone from my life. We can try to overcome things in ourselves. I'm not going to do that no more. I'm not going to do that no more. I'm going to do better. We'll never do it. It's a life we can't live ourselves. But if we'll lay ourselves open before him and that predestinated seed is laying there, that word will come in, and it's just like a natural seed in the ground as the word waters it and the sun shines upon it. It can't help but just spring forth into life and produce exactly after its kind, exactly what it should do. But oh, may we truly let that look into God's word and let that take place in our life. This is our strength. This is everything we need is laying right here. It'll handle any situation that we face in life. Amen. It will lead us and guide us if we'll let it and be willing to listen to what Jesus Christ has for us. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. Amen. I think we'll turn to 1 Thessalonians real quick. Amen, as they're coming. 1 Thessalonians. We'll start there at the 14th verse of 1 Thessalonians 5. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, and pray without ceasing. And in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then he's telling us we should be thankful for our tests, we should be thankful for our trials, be thankful in all things. Might be some painful times ahead. Might be some hard things that I have to endure and go through. But let's be thankful that he's there leading and guiding and going to take me through. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. And hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, and who also will do it. Amen. May the Lord bless his word again into our hearts. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. I know God is able. Amen. I think of that little chorus. I think it's Sister Grace sings, there's nothing impossible for God. Amen. Oh, how big is he? Amen. I want him to be as big as he is in my heart and in my life. But saints, many of us may be sick. We may have things that in the natural that will affect us. We can have that victory over those things, the cancer, whatever would befall in our life. The victory is there for us. Without having to have hands laid on us. But that faith can be in your heart that great. Amen. That we can walk with that assurance. And oh my, what an assurance to know that I can walk with the same testimony Enoch had, that he pleased God.
Amen.
And oh my, he walked off of this earth. And oh my, that day is going to come. We're going to change bodies in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. Don't get weary in well-doing. I know I was thinking of our brother said, when you start to think about how long the prophet's been gone and how long this message has been preached and preached and preached. But he said there would be churches and churches and brides, but there had to come one that not only had the mechanics, but the dynamics of it to push the whole thing right down the road. And by God's grace, then he said it was on the road now. And I believe that by God's grace, he saw me in that number. He saw you in that number. But you've got to see it for yourself and know that God is wanting to do the work in our hearts.
Yes.
And if we can truly look into this precious word, and it shows. Brother Branham showed us many times through the message identification. This word identifies us. And maybe I come in and it begins to show me that I'm sitting on this side over here where maybe I don't have the new birth. Maybe it's showing me that I need a higher height and that it's there. Cry out to God that he would put the desire in your heart to cry out for that new birth. It's not just something we talk about that we hope we get it and we hope we have it. But it's a must. We must be born again. And oh my, but if you can see that down in your heart that this keeps bothering me and this keeps happening. My mind's running away from me. The fear's here. This is overtaking me. Cry out to God. Because when he gets on the control seat of our hearts,
Amen.
He will cast down all of those imaginations.
Yes,
all of that fear will leave. You'll have peace that'll pass all understanding. He will take you under complete control and bring that body subject to that precious word.
Amen.
It'll happen. But if we see that we've got that need, and if we'll humbly ask him and cry out to him, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He has never failed to meet that need. Oh, he is the great I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody got a chorus on your heart? Something you'd like to sing before our brother comes? Amen. Let's just sing that, for he's the Lord of glory. Amen. As our pastor comes. For he's... Go ahead, Brother Settles. I think I might have the tune wrong. Amen. For he's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning.
Thank the Lord for that precious word. And it's so good when you hear the word, and by grace and mercy, you fit right in there and you understand it. And it's encouraging to you. It's strength to you. It's just so glorious. Amen. You know, I was thinking about, as Brother Timothy was bringing that word, and sometimes things happen in our life and we get discouraged. Maybe some things around us is going on and it presses down on us, And as the brother's speaking, you get an imagination and begins to get loose, and we turn from God's word, and then one imagination breeds another one and another one, and we get further away from what God's word told us to do. And, you know, it's in a time like that, that's the time to stay right there and get more fortified. Yes. Not walk away, not just lay the word of God down. You know, when we, you know, take and say if we was maybe hurt in a real bad accident, and maybe we had a broken leg, maybe we had our side cut open real bad, maybe some terrible wounds to our head. Now, if we just walk away or just lay there, you know, and don't get no help, then we're only going to get worse. Is that right? Yeah. And it's the way in our spiritual life. If we maybe are hurt, or maybe things are really tearing us up and we're really bothered, the worst thing you can do is walk away from God's word. Walk away from being here. As our brother mentioned, forsake not to assemble yourselves together. Because this is where you're going to get your spiritual food to get the healing power you need spiritually. Not only physically, but spiritually. Get the healing power that you need that'll mend you back together.
Amen.
And get you on the right track again. And how we should always, if we see one down in the valley and having problems, how about to say encouraging things to strengthen them and pray for them.
Yes.
Constantly pray for them. And I trust that you will do that. You know, and we all have our tests and trials, you know, and as we go along and we get closer to the appearing of the Lord, you know, the word may get a little hotter yet, you know. But one thing about it, if that seed's laying in there, there's no way you're going to walk away from it. But remember, all the greenness has to be taken out. Now, if it was up to me, now I happen to be placed in one of the positions to have to bring that word. It's hot. And my battle is, keep from walking away from that responsibility.
Amen.
I have a hard time with that. Today, I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, if I could just walk away from it. I could just lay it down, forget it. I'd rather not hurt people. I'd rather not say things that's cutting, but you have to.
Amen.
And it's the time we're in. And maybe the Lord will on a Sunday if he tarries and it be his will, maybe he'll share a few things with you on that. And as I said, for me, I'd like to just walk away from it. Would I be lost? No. I wouldn't be lost. I may have to pay for it. But saints, you don't understand the pressure it's on it. You really don't, honestly. And I'm not trying to get you to feel sorry for me at all. But I do ask you, if you have nobody to pray for, you pray for me. Because it's a great battle for me. It really is. But I trust God will give me the strength, and I have to keep in mind, it's God's blood purchased.
Amen. Amen.
These souls belong to him, and they must be fed. They must be nurtured with the things he wants them to be nurtured with. Yes, some won't be able to take it. It'll be too hot. It'll be too hard. But just remember, everything's got to be just right before the Lord Jesus appears. Everything. It's got to be the way he wants it to be. You know, and I appreciate people that listen. You know, I don't, you know, and I even think about little Gideon. I don't know, is he here tonight? Gideon, I don't think he is he? But, you know, go share what he was listening to and how he was listening. He gave me through my wife, he gave it to me. Sister Naomi, I think, give it to my wife and give it to me. But you remember when I said something about, today's my birthday, you know, February 8th, 1981, you know, it's talking about a new birth. So little Gideon took it in a way it was my birthday. He made me a little birthday card. And, you know, but he was listening. He just didn't quite get what birthday I was talking about. But, you know, I appreciate even those little fellers listening, you know. They must have been paying attention, you know. And I appreciate when God's people pay attention to the Word of God. Because we're not up here to glorify ourselves by no means, but to help the children of God. as I say, there's a great job in the ministry right now, the true ministry. There's many out just for a name, out for get glory for themselves, make themselves look good and all that. God knows my heart honestly. I am here just to do what he wants me to do and to get you people in. And I trust that you will, again, as I said, pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is wanting us to move into and move with. Let's sing a little chorus before we leave, if you don't mind. I know you've already been standing a while, but I don't know what page it's on. Shepherd of the Valley. Does anybody know what page that's on? I think it's in this big book, isn't it? I thought it was just called The Shepherd of the Valley, but I don't see it under that. 619. All right, thank you. I'd like to sing it. What would I do without Jesus? Amen. That's why I didn't get it right. I wouldn't look for the right title. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of the valley. Lord, I just couldn't walk this world alone. What I know, he feeds me when I'm thirsty. Without Jesus, what would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms all about me, he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? The shepherd of the valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Now when my tears flow like a river and my burdens the highest mountain, and the ones that I counted kept me there. About that old psalm anytime, you know, when you just need somebody to rock you in his bosom. And he's always there to listen. He's always there to strengthen and encourage. I love him. I appreciate him with all my heart. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we just sung this little song, Lord, it's so precious to me. Our Lord, has many, many times that seeing the hour and time which we live, Lord, sometimes in the mind, fleshly mind, we, as a man, Lord, we think, what's the use, Lord? But Father, you know what it's all about. Lord, why we must preach the gospel. Why we must, Lord, hammer it in and chip, Lord, as we need to. But Lord, oh God, you know this flesh don't want. It's hard against the flesh, Lord, and as we love people and we want to help them naturally. But Lord, sometimes it just seems that, Lord, we're so tired. Sometimes we get weary, Lord, but oh God, I pray that you'll strengthen us and keep us, Lord, on the firing line. Keep us, Lord, where you want us to be till we get this job done. And then, Lord, be able to lay this old life down and take on a precious life that you have laid before us that it'll be worth it all, oh God, to be your child. child to be worth it all to do what we must do in this life. So we ask that you would bless each one of us, Lord. Sometimes that's my battles and the thing I go through, but Lord, these people here standing with me have other battles. They have other trials and tests that maybe they may go through. And mine may be theirs and theirs might not be mine, but Lord, help us all to go through it. And may we not try to dodge it and do away with it, but Lord Jesus, just accept it. And Father, know that you're truly the great shepherd. And Father, you're the one that truly has the ship in control. And we pray that you'll just bless us together now and help us, Lord, in this journey as we finish down the last few days. Help us to stay, Lord, true and faithful to you. Every one of us, Lord, in whatever position, whatever place in life you placed us. Maybe it's just a housewife, but Lord, as Brother Branham said, may you be the best housewife it could be. Maybe it's a farmer, may you be the best farmer it could be. Whatever it may be, may we be the best that we can be, O God. Bless us now and watch over us and guide us and keep us safe and bring us back again the next appointed time if you should tarry. And Lord, we'll truly give you the glory and the praise for everything. Thank you for the word tonight, Lord. It's been uplifting and encouraging and strengthening to us, Lord. We appreciate it greatly. In your glorious, wonderful name now we pray, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May you always be the shepherd of your valley. Amen. God bless you.